Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, would you turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 12. In Luke 12 is our text. We read it from Matthew, but it's the same thing in Luke, some different words. Luke 12 and verse 31. Well, let me back up to verse 29. Seek not what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Now, you know that you have to think about what you're going to eat, otherwise you won't come up with a meal. Or you won't wind up at a place, you know. People say, where you want to eat? I don't care. Where you want to eat? It don't matter to me. Where you want to go? Well, how many know you're not going to get anywhere like that? Huh? You're going to prepare a meal. Well, what are we going to fix? I don't care. What do you want? It don't matter to me. Fix what you want. Well, no, tell me what you want. And that's a waste of time. Instead of endeavoring to be led and looking for yourself, right? A lot of times people want to put stuff off on other people and just be lazy in these areas. That's another message. But here he said, that's not what he's talking about. You got to think about, what are we going to have for supper at some point. You got to think about where we're going to go at some point and make a decision. But he said, don't be of a doubtful mind. You should never have a worried, fretful thought about, am I going to get something to eat? Are we going to have food to eat? Are we going to have clothes to wear? Are we going to have a place to live in this economy, the way my business is going, the way this? I just don't know if we're going to have a house to live in. Never say such a thing, because you have a God who is your provider, right? Said out loud, I will always have plenty to eat. I will always have plenty to wear. I will always have a good place to live.
I refuse
to worry about it.
Now
see, that's what he said. Do you believe that God has many, many, many ways of feeding and clothing and housing you?
Yes.
If you lost everything you know and every channel of income that you know, could he still come up with a way to feed you and clothe you and house you? And how many understand this is a commandment?
Amen.
If you pace the floor, if you lose sleep worried about, are me and the family going to have a house? Are we going to have clothes to wear? Are we going to have food to eat? Then you, knowing this, would be sinning.
Amen.
It'd be time to repent. Is that right? Because he didn't tell us, try not to. He said, don't do it. Right? Didn't he say, be careful for nothing?
Yes.
One translation, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
But in everything, let your request be made known unto God.
Amen.
Come to him, give it to him, and then rest.
Yes.
So no more worry, no more fears,
right?
About the necessities of life. He said, verse 30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of these things. But rather, seek you the kingdom of God. Now, we touched on this in our offering. Are there many, many people in the world that is primarily what they think about? Let's say Monday morning is coming here in a few hours. They're thinking about, I owe, so off to work I go, right? I got to hit it. I got bills. Baby's got to have some new shoes, right? We got to have some formula. Got to make an insurance payment. And so many times people are thinking that way. They're thinking about, see, they don't mean it to be selfish, but they're seeking their own. And if you're seeking your own, you're not seeking the kingdom. Are you with me now? Now, how many got faith to stay with me on this? Come on, stay. Don't judge it till you hear the whole thing. And of course, you know the scripture is right, don't you? Hold your place there and go to Philippians. Hold your place in Luke. Go to Philippians. In fact, before we read this, let's pray together further. I always minister by faith. But actually, both of these series we got going right now, the wisdom series and this one, man, I'm really stepping out. Because I don't know. I've studied. I've looked. But I hadn't taught these things like this before. So it's new territory in some ways to me. But you know, it's always, you don't have anything unless God gives it to you. I mean, you could say some stuff, but it's just dead, lifeless. But when there's unction to it, when there's life in it, that's God. And I'm ministering to you, but I'm ministering to me too. God could minister through somebody else to us. But our eyes are on Him. So agree with me in faith. Release your faith right now. Father, in Jesus' name, we are all before You again. Our eyes are not on each other, but we're looking to You. Give us all eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that's open to receive. Take us into the revelation of this thing about Your kingdom and help us to see it like You see it and value it and give it the priority that You do, so that our focus is Your focus. And so that we don't waste our time down here in this life with wasted focus and wasted emphasis, but that we are vital and we are valuable to Your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank You, Lord. Said out loud, I'm learning about the kingdom. Now here He said in Philippians, the second chapter, what we were mentioning, in 2:21, the Spirit of God through Paul said this, Philippians 2:21, what does it say? For all are seeking what? Now you know Matthew 6:33, which is Matthew's account of what we're reading in Luke. Seek ye first the what? Now, can you see that we have said that so many times until we're familiar with it? But what does that mean? Right? Seek what? People say it, but to them it means going to church. Or maybe praying. Or right? Well, if He'd have wanted to say that, He'd have said praying. Seek prayer. Seek church attendance. Right? If He'd wanted to say something else, He'd have said that. What did He tell us to seek?
The kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God. Well, if that's what we're supposed to put first and seek first, it would behoove us to dig in and find out what is the kingdom of God. Right? Instead of having this fuzzy idea and bumping along through life thinking, well, I kind of think I know maybe. No, what is the kingdom of God? We want to get into that some more today. But He said all seek their own and what? Not the things which are Jesus Christ. So most people are seeking what? They're not seeking the kingdom. They're seeking, or you know, so many times people, they are trying to build their own kingdom. Their own little kingdom. Right? My little kingdom, my little empire, my little thing. I can just get to the place where I got this going and I got that. I can have my own business and I can open 3 more branches and I can build my mansion and I can do this and I can do that and I can be happy and I can have my money and I can do this. Well, that's your kingdom. Right? And God wants you blessed. Don't misunderstand me. He wants you to enjoy the good of the land. But He tells you how to get it. Do what? Seek ye first, not your kingdom, His kingdom, and then what? All this stuff. And we know He's talking about natural things. He talked about housing and clothes and food. All these things will be added to you. Does God want you to have the things?
Yes.
Certainly. It's sad that so many people have preached against things when the Lord told you He would add the things to you. Like my father in the faith, Brother Kenneth Hagin, said that the Lord spoke to him personally many years ago. He said, I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to their being covetous. Big, big difference. It's not money that's the root of all evil. What is it? It's the love of the money. And I think anybody would understand, if you love money more than you love God, you're messed up. Right?
Right.
And that's often the case. We see that Jesus, you know, I need to review a little bit, so just bear with me. I have heard people say more than once, I've heard it on TV, I've heard it on news programs, I've heard it, people say, well, Jesus preached love and acceptance. Have you ever heard that? Jesus preached love and acceptance. Jesus preached love and acceptance. And a lot of times you'll hear it by people who are trying to get you to accept their sin. Accept. Jesus preached acceptance. And one time I heard that, if somebody else on TV was harping about it again. Gee, you know, all these Christians that say, you know, this is wrong and that's wrong. Jesus didn't preach that. He preached love and acceptance. And the Lord spoke that to me. He said, no, I didn't. Spoke that to my heart. No, I did not. I did not preach love and acceptance. Well, how would you know what He preached? Where's the Scriptures? Where's the Scripture? So I went to the Bible. I began to try to find every time it said what He preached. And you know what I discovered? He preached the kingdom of God and repentance. How many understand there's a vast difference between repentance and acceptance? People are telling us, you're supposed to accept my sin. Jesus said, repent of your sin.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Everlasting Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1402B. That's R-1402B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.